Jackrabbit FM cares. Good morning, Jules.
This morning it's all about Jackrabbit FM's project Water Drop. And we have to be honest here, you spurred us on. You said, let's do this. Thousands of people contacted the station over the last couple of weeks. We mentioned it on air and people said, just do it. Just do it. You know we can do this. We can make a difference. But we don't just want to take water to Cape Town because that's going to last
a day.
Yeah. We want to make a lasting impression. So who better to step in than the one and only Good Morning Angels?
Well, we're just kicking it off, Martin. Yeah. This is a group thing. This is all of us have to get involved. The whole station, all of our listeners, everybody who listens to us. And the idea was not just, you know, we didn't just say, okay, let's do this. We did proper research. We spoke to the right people. We went to the people in Cape Town and said, how can we help you? Because what we know is that carting down bottles of water is not what they need. Mm. This is not that kind of problem that they have. So the person who knows exactly what they need is Mr. Paddy Atwell. Now, he is the Western Cape Communications Director. And specifically, we are talking to him about the education department because our listeners said they want to help vulnerable sites.
Mm. A lot of people actually left voice notes that morning and said, concentrate, focus on schools.
Yes, and vulnerable people.
Yeah, vulnerable people in the Western Cape. So Paddy is on the line, Paddy Atwell, as Di said, the Western Cape Director of Communications. Good morning and thanks for taking time out to speak to us, Paddy. Good morning.
Good morning, Martin. Hi, Di, and good morning to me and all your listeners. Thanks very much for this opportunity.
So I don't know if you've been listening, but we started this conversation a while ago here on Jackrabbit FM, and our listeners, they are imploring us. They're saying, please, let's do something. Let's make a difference, but let's make a difference that lasts. A lot of people also told us, focus on the most needy in Cape Town. Focus on the kids, the schools. What can you tell us? Where exactly is help needed the most in the Western Cape?
Yeah, well, firstly, I just want to thank everybody for that kind of approach. We really, really appreciate it, and we really, really appreciate the way you're approaching this issue with very practical ideas. And certainly, we could certainly use some of your water, but as you mentioned, it's not practical to ship it down. So the approach you're taking is really great. Look, the bottom line is that we have to keep schools open if we do have a day zero situation. And we are saying that we can still avoid day zero, but we do need to keep going until at least mid-August this year. There's no guarantee that, of course, we'll have the winter rains, which means we'll have the same problem next year. So we do have to have a sustainable approach, and the approach that you're taking is the correct one. Look, we have done a lot of research, especially over the last 6 months, looking at exactly what we need. And we obviously need, if we're going to keep schools open, we need water for, number one, ablutions and fire. That water can be non-potable, and non-drinkable water. And then secondly, we need drinking water. What we have seen is that the drought is not affecting all areas equally. And that does make it possible to adapt a differentiated approach and really to focus on the priority areas and certainly in our poorest areas as well. So the main areas that are affected are the city of Cape Town itself and the Greater Cape metropolitan area, and then up the west coast as well to Fredendale and beyond. And then in the interior of the province, there's certain pockets that are badly affected. And some areas have a moderate risk, and some areas are not affected at all, like the Overberg, for example. So we are focusing very much on where the greatest need is. And at the moment, we have about 700 schools in the Western Cape water supply system that's in the Greater Cape Town metropolitan area. Mm. There's about 495 schools in this area that don't have boreholes and they don't have water tanks.
Okay.
So that's our main focus. Mm. We have about 205 schools on the West Coast and in areas in the Winelands as well in the same situation. So our main focus at the moment are on those 495 schools in the Cape Metro area and the 200-odd schools in some of our rural areas.
So you touched on a possible solution there, and that is sinking boreholes. And then, of course, from there, they could supply the schools with water to, you know, flush toilets and ablutions and stuff like that, and then keep them going and keep them independent from the water line. So it's possible for you to give us a list, a narrowed down list of the most needy schools, and that could possibly be our focus here from Gauteng and up north.
Well, Martin,
that would be sorry, Paddy.
There's a difference also between boreholes and wells, and as I understand it, wells are not as deep and they're not as expensive, but they are just as effective. To do.
Okay.
And I've spoken to Paddy's people. They said there are 80 such schools that need wells specifically.
All right. So we can narrow down to 80. Well,
yes.
Paddy, thanks for chatting to us and catching up and giving us that that heads up and that guidance. It really can help us focus our attempts to offer some help.
Thanks, Martin. That's really wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, Martin, what Paddy basically said was no loo, no school. That's the reality.
Mm. Yeah. You know, I mean, call me ignorant. I never thought about it like that.
Mm.
That's as simple as this problem is.
Mm. You know, when they say 50 liters of water per day per person at the moment. That's the ration that they're saying. One toilet flush, 9 liters gone.
One. That's so ridiculous. And if there's no water, the school's got to shut down.
The school's got to shut down. That's it.
Are they looking at long drops, though, as well? Because, I mean, you also need alternatives for now.
Well, they've got proper toilets and proper ablution facilities. What they're doing now is the Cape Town city and management are spending money on putting water tanks at all these schools that they're talking about and rerouting the water so that it doesn't go through the municipal system anymore. Mm. So then you can use what you've got just with other water. Mm. But they don't have money to drill those holes.
All right. So this is, I mean, if we had to take stock right now, this is moving much closer to a very specific solution and a very specific focus on how we can help, which already is a start. 80 schools have been identified. More about that coming up. Inderdaad as die maart, Loftus Versveld. Het ook klaar vir bakkies boter gehoor. Hy is daar, hy is agter ons. Hy is agter jou. Hy gaan jou help. We can do this. Banana Rama, good morning.